This is Leo Babeu with Two Harbors Community Radio, KTWH at 99.5 FM, and you can hear us online at ktwh.org. Today I've got the opportunity to talk with Mike Nicklow. And Mike, are you checking in with us from Lutzen today?
Yes, Leo. We are out of Lutzen, Minnesota.
Great. Cook County, and that's where the story begins on what we're going to talk about today. It's both the name of the organization, and it's a great theme. Let's plant trees. Mike, that's simple and to the point, but maybe you can describe. This is a nonprofit, and I guess the name says a lot about what your plan is, but why don't you maybe fill in our listening audience about what prompted you to start this organization and what it is about, your mission, and how you've been growing it?
Leo, a great question. So back in the winter of 2022, my wife Carrie and I were talking about what we can do to get back to the community in terms of, you know, what's happening out there. And we realized there's a lot happening with climate change. And we had a lot of the invasive species, both native and exotic, come through and destroying things like the balsam trees and also the spruce trees as well. And that's the spruce budworm and also the emerald ash borer, which is really not too far from you guys here as well, Leo. What we decided is, you know, let's order some trees. Let's plant some trees. So my wife got on the DNR website, and the minimum order for the trees was 500 trees. So she promptly ordered those, and then come spring 2023, 500 seedlings showed up, and then we realized, wow, this is a lot of trees. What are we going to do with those? How are we going to be able to plant these? So, Leo, we reached out to our friends, neighbors, and people throughout the county, up in Cook County, and we were so surprised by how many people not only wanted the seedlings, but wanted to learn more about what they can do, where they could be planted, what species they're going to do well. And that's how it all started.
Wow. Yes. Having once done a community project with some elementary school students and some DNRs and county staff, and we had 500 trees and a bunch of them had to be caged. Mm-hmm. We didn't finish really for we had a big work day planned. We thought we'd get them all in, but it was about a week later that the last 10 people finished planting and caging 500 trees. I know it is right. A lot of work, a lot of time.
Yes, that is a lot of work. So then that was in 2023. Then 2024, we purchased 5,000 trees, and those were available for pre-order, and we went through those 5,000 right away. And now this season, 15,000 trees have been pre-ordered that we are giving away.
Okay.
So, which is outstanding. So our community has grown immensely, and we have a lot of traction, a lot of momentum with other people that are like-minded out there that just want to plant trees.
Right. So maybe we could break it down as to the elements of this, Mike. As a nonprofit, now you're purchasing as an organization this much larger number of trees than you and your wife got overly ambitious with a few years ago. Now you're
right. Yes.
So now you're purchasing these, and you are kind of a conduit to put people in touch with getting trees, and people are able to get free trees. But I assume you want as many people to get trees as possible, so people aren't walking away with hundreds of trees from a distribution.
Absolutely right. And Leo, you put it in a great term in terms of what we are doing. We are the conduit for this, to get not only the trees, the tree seedlings to the public, but also to get the information to the public and get them the right information that they're looking for. So we collaborate with a lot of local organizations, North Shore Forest Collaborative, University of Minnesota Nature Conservancy, to get all of this information. We harness all the information from these great foresters that are out there, and then we're able to get that information to the public in a very cohesive way and a very easy way to understand. So that's absolutely what we're all about.
Great. Well, I recall that back in early March, I somehow found out on the internet that I could sign up to get myself some trees. I think I wound up getting 20 white pine. Is that mm-hmm. is that kind of the standard allotment for an individual? Like, I can't recall how your system works.
Now, what we did is, well, we believe in diversity because it, as you know, we have spoken about in terms of, you know, with the spruce budworm coming in and it'll
right.
decimate the spruce and the balsam tree. So we're not offering just a single species of tree. This season, actually, we have 12 species that we're providing for tree seedlings. Now, the numbers that have been pre-ordered for these species, a customer can order a single tree seedling, or they can order up to this season was about 110 where they would max out on. So
okay.
each species, when the customer would pre-order online, it would max them out on a specific amount. So for example, nobody could order, you know, 200 of each tree
right.
At all. They would have to split those up. And that's what we're doing to not only control, you know, because we want diversity there of these seedlings that are planted throughout, but also we don't want people to just order, you know, 1,000 trees and then not be able to plant them all and not be able to utilize that planting.
Right. I believe, you know, this isn't all about me, but I believe at the time I looked, there were only two tree species that were in quantities that I could order. I think it was red and white pine, for instance. So
Sure. Yep.
You mentioned getting quality information about reforesting issues from all of these great resources like the Forest Collaborative, or did you mention the Nature Conservancy?
Yes, Nature Conservancy.
This is information that you're making available to everyone who gets trees, and how? I mean, through web resources, or do you have written material that people are going to pick up?
We have all of the above. And the best way to check out what these resources are in terms of information about the trees themselves and the importance of planting trees, you can find that right on our website, which is letsplanttrees.org. And there's a tremendous amount of great information. The website is very easy to navigate to get that information. And also, with that being said, when our trees are picked up from other customers throughout the county, we end up with extra seedlings. And those extra seedlings are going to be available in Two Harbors, which would be this Sunday, May 25th, Burlington Station, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So we request that anybody that's interested in whatever seedlings that we have left over show up and bring a bag, bucket, or a bin
okay.
to collect those free seedlings.
From 2 to 4 p.m. And I know, as somebody who's getting a few trees, I was told I could show up between 10 and 2 p.m. And that's the distribution to people who have pre-orders.
You are correct, yes. Anybody that has pre-ordered will be able to show up between 10 a.m. and 2 a.m. I'm sorry, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then anybody there after 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., anybody has not pre-ordered. And also, if you go to the website, letsplanttrees.org, right away there'll be a pop-up and it'll ask you right away. It'll say, did you pre-order trees? And if you say, if you did, you'd say yes. If you did not, then click no, and it'll bring you and tell you where you can pick those additional trees up and at what time.
Great. And in the matter of just a couple of years, I assume that originally you were just kind of working out of your whatever headquarters in Lutzen, and now you've got four different distribution points. I believe you got one in Grand Marais and in Virginia and Two Harbors as well as Lutzen.
Correct.
Number of trees is expanding. But your source of the trees, you're still able to get the trees that you want from our DNR nursery, or are you finding that you're going to have to expand where you look for? We're having a hard time, I think, in Minnesota, keeping up with the demand for young trees.
See, absolutely, yep. We do not purchase any of our trees from the DNR. All our trees
okay.
are purchased from six different nurseries, which imagine receiving 15,000 trees that show up and they're little seedlings, and then we have to go through and organize all these to get ready for the pickup at these distribution points. So it's going to be a lot of chaos and pandemonium this week, Leo, but we're looking forward to it as we do each year. And also, I'd like to say that a portion of our seedlings are donated by the Rayola Woods Foundation in Minnesota Power. They actually donate the red and white pine seedlings, which is outstanding. And also a special thank you to the Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation for helping fund a portion of our 2025 seedlings that we have for distribution. So, yeah. And then other than that, we're a nonprofit. We pay for everything, for all of our supplies and everything. And we really love what we do.
Yeah.
And we really believe in it. It's a passion of ours. And, you know, for next year, we're going up to 30,000 seedlings, and then we're not stopping. So we're going for it.
You're a tree juggernaut. Maybe we should quickly mention just what those great ecological services these trees are doing. You mentioned climate change early on, and trees are great at flipping the script on what humans do. We're using up oxygen and giving off CO2, and they're gobbling up CO2, and that's a good thing to be able to do right now when we have more emissions than we need of CO2.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And there are more trees consumed in the world than what are replanted each year. And that was also a big catalyst for us, Leo.
Yeah.
To kind of just do our part and to give back to our community. And we all cherish the North Shore, and we love it. It's our backyard, and it's, you know, something that we all love. And
absolutely.
We strongly believe to keep these trees, get them planted there, because it's for the, you know, not our generation, but the future generations to enjoy it.
Right.
Well.
We're speaking today with Mike Nicklow about Let's Plant Trees, a wonderful organization we've learned a little more about. They have a tree distribution, seedling distribution going on in Two Harbors this weekend on May 25th at Burlington Station. For those who've already pre-ordered, they're picking up from 10 to 2. And then for those of you who would like to see what you can get from the remaining trees that are available, 2 to 4 p.m. Mike, I'm just a little curious with the changes that we're all seeing in the course of our lifetime, even in our North Woods. Are you consulting with those in the know about what species are the smartest bets to be planting on the North Shore or inland?
Absolutely, and fantastic question. Yes, yes, yes. Very important that we're getting the right species of trees that are going to work well in northeastern Minnesota. And of the 12 species that we have for this season, all of these are actually native to the area. So,
right. Good.
And a lot of the seedlings now that are being brought up and in are set to work really well up in the northeastern part of Minnesota.
Excellent. So, Mike, for folks who haven't encountered Let's Plant Trees before, who weren't on, you know, weren't in contact with you and couldn't pre-order this year, how do they become regulars with Let's Plant Trees? Can they sign up to be on a mailing list? How do they connect with you? Is it online primarily, and how's that work?
Yes, they can reach out to us online at letsplanttrees.org. They can sign up for our newsletter, contact us, and we will put them on the list. And then probably after about a month or so after the distribution times, then we'll go live again for pre-orders for the following season. But as we discussed what tree species are going to be available where, what we'll do is we'll consult with these organizations and then determine what tree species are appropriate for the areas. And then that's when we'll release the website for pre-order for the following season.
Fantastic. I hope some folks remain in contact with you and maybe send their follow-up stories, because trees are a legacy plant. They're going to outlive us in all likelihood, and it'd be kind of neat to see your trees taking root all around the Northland.
Yes, absolutely. And we love hearing back from our fellow tree friends out there. So we love to hear the stories with everybody. And it's a beautiful thing, and all the stories we do hear from people that do pick up and chat with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to visit with you, Mike. I know now you have a busy time going the next couple of weeks with tree distributions. I hope it goes well. We're all thinking about forests these days because of the intense wildfires not far from where I'm calling you from. And I'm so glad that we're getting more trees in the ground and that your organization seems to have a really good mission to help with that effort.
Yes, and thank you, Leo, and also thank you to KTWH for having us on today. Really appreciate that, to help spread the word about the importance of reforestation.
Well, absolutely best of luck to you, and we hope to meet you down the road, Mike. Thanks.
Absolutely great. Thank you.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
That was Mike Nicklow. He is with the organization Let's Plant Trees out of Lutzen, Minnesota, and they'll be distributing trees in Grand Marais on May 24th, Two Harbors on May 25th, Virginia, Minnesota on May 31st, and up in Lutzen on June 1st. This is Leo for KTWH.